A CEO walks into a crucial investor meeting wearing a hoodie and sneakers. Is this professional suicide or a power move? When Mark Zuckerberg showed up to Facebook's $104 billion IPO roadshow dressed like he'd just rolled out of bed, Wall Street analysts called it immature. Yet this wasn't ignorance, it was strategic rebellion. The most successful people don't just follow the rules exceptionally well, they know exactly which rules to break and when. Throughout history, from Napoleon Bonaparte fighting alongside his troops to modern entrepreneurs disrupting entire industries, rebels have consistently outperformed their rule-following peers. The difference isn't talent or luck, it's their willingness to challenge conventions that everyone else accepts without question. Picture walking into a luxury boutique in Milan's fashion district. Two women enter, one in an elegant dress and fur coat, the other in gym clothes. Which one gets better service? Surprisingly, research shows the underdressed customer receives more attention and respect. Shop assistants assume she's deliberately breaking norms, a signal that she's powerful enough not to care about expectations. This isn't about being contrarian for its own sake. The key lies in intentionality. When people perceive your rule-breaking as a conscious choice rather than ignorance, they attribute higher status to you. College students rated a bearded professor in a t-shirt as more competent than one in a tie. Executive education students gave higher status ratings to an instructor wearing red Converse sneakers with a formal suit, even estimating he could command higher consulting fees. Employees who practiced small acts of nonconformity for just 3 weeks showed measurably higher creativity and superior performance ratings. Chef Massimo Bottura, whose restaurant has been named the world's best twice, arrives at 9 a.m. on his black Ducati and sweeps the pavement outside. He regularly unloads delivery trucks, inspects ingredients alongside junior staff, and plays soccer with his team between services. This boundary breaking creates extraordinary loyalty and innovation. When a sous chef accidentally dropped a lemon tart, Bottura created the now famous dish, "Oops, I dropped the lemon tart." His restaurant operates without predefined roles, where anyone can challenge the chef and experiment freely. Napoleon Bonaparte earned the nickname the Little Corporal by personally sighting cannons at the Battle of Lodi and fighting alongside soldiers in trenches. This strategic rule-breaking signaled commitment and inspired fierce loyalty. Leaders who break status barriers and work alongside their teams consistently generate higher engagement, innovation, and performance. When Greg Dyke became director general of the struggling BBC in 2000, he traveled to every location asking employees, "What is the one thing I should do to make things better for you?" and "What can I make better for viewers?" This genuine curiosity transformed the organization. Within a year, ratings climbed, audience satisfaction improved, and overhead costs dropped. Research confirms that asking questions makes us appear more competent and likable. Adriano Olivetti transformed his father's typewriter factory by prioritizing curiosity over efficiency. He built glass factories so workers could see mountains and gave them two-hour lunches, 1 hour for food, one for eating culture through reading or intellectual talks. This approach led to groundbreaking innovations, including the world's first personal computer in 1964. When U.S. Airways Flight 1549 struck geese over New York City, Captain Sully Sullenberger had 208 seconds to decide with both engines failed. He rejected returning to LaGuardia or diverting to Teterboro, choosing the Hudson River instead. All 155 people survived. Under stress, our thinking narrows dangerously. We scan only a few alternatives quickly, driven by evolutionary fight or flight responses. Sully avoided this trap by shifting his question from "What should I do?" to "What could I do?" This subtle change opened up creative options others would miss. Experience brings valuable knowledge, but also creates a dangerous feeling of knowing that leads to mindless approaches. Experience can blind us to solutions. Cardiologists with more years in practice ignored FDA warnings about dangerous drug-eluting stents. Harvard research found people whose expertise was 6 degrees removed from a problem were 3 times more likely to solve it than domain experts. Leonardo da Vinci's bridge design for Istanbul, rejected as impossible in 1502, was successfully built in Norway in 2001, proving his outsider brilliance 5 centuries later. When Ava DuVernay pitched A Wrinkle in Time to Disney, she defied steep odds in an industry where women directed only 7% of top films. Research confirms diverse teams outperform homogeneous ones, though uniform groups feel more comfortable. Adding an outsider to fraternity and sorority teams doubled their mystery-solving success, despite members rating the diverse group as less effective. Companies with women on their boards show measurably better financial performance, with female leadership generating an average of $42 million in additional firm value. Deutsche Bank's Atlas program paired women leaders with executive mentors, increasing women managing directors by 50% since 2009. DuVernay hired female directors with festival experience for Queen Sugar, all subsequently found work on other shows. When 13-year-old Natalie Gilbert stumbled singing the national anthem at an NBA playoff game, Portland Trail Blazers coach Maurice Cheeks walked over, put his arm around her, and began singing with her, encouraging 20,000 fans to join in. "I just saw a little girl in trouble, and I went to help her," he explained. "We instinctively hide our vulnerabilities, believing rejection awaits those who reveal themselves. Yet research proves the opposite. Psychologist Elliot Aronson's pratfall effect demonstrates that people who admit mistakes are more appealing than those who appear flawless." When Patricia Philly Crushell shared her personal struggles with her daughter while introducing FlexTime at AOL Time Warner, her openness resonated powerfully with staff. Inauthenticity causes stress and burnout. Authentic candidates are hired more often, while genuine entrepreneurs have 3 times higher funding odds. Gallup found teams where members do what I do best every day are 38% more productive with higher retention. Most workers start excited but lose enthusiasm within a year. Only 13% feel engaged globally, costing America up to $550 billion annually. Yet rebel organizations like Southwest, Pixar, and Valve Software prove flatter structures foster creativity. These organizations share 8 principles: seek novelty constantly, encourage constructive dissent, keep conversations open through plussing, reveal themselves authentically, master fundamentals before transcending them, find freedom in constraints, lead from the trenches, and foster happy accidents through intentional design. When Apollo 13's oxygen tank exploded, constraints sparked the ingenious solution of fitting square air cleaners into round receivers. After the Bay of Pigs, Kennedy transformed decision-making by having advisors act as skeptical generalists in informal settings. When a 2012 earthquake toppled 400,000 wheels of Parmigiano-Reggiano, chef Massimo Bottura developed risotto cacio e pepe and organized a global cooking event that sold all damaged wheels, saving generations-old businesses. You don't need permission to rebel. Start small. Wear unconventional shoes, ask the stupid question, share a vulnerability, or challenge a tired process.